פרק י"ד סעיף כ"ו. ההולך בדרך שמצויים בו נבלים. Person who goes on the way where there is ants. ההולך בדרך שמצויים בו נבלים צריך להיזהר שלא ידרוך עליהם להוגן. A person who goes on the way, goes on a street, maybe there will be there ants. He has to be careful in order that he shouldn't go and kill them. Because if he kills them, he's doing an issa for Netilas Neshama. Netilas Neshama, even if he kills an ant. There's a problem. If it is going to be a psik resha, he's going to make sure that he's going to kill it, it's not a problem. If he's not sure that if he goes on this way, that he'll come to a place which he must stand on them, then maybe it's Dovah Shainim is Kavans. So if it is 100% sure that he'll have to stand on ants, then it's a situation of a problem. If he's not sure he'll have to stand on the ants, so that even if there's a few ants there, he'll be able to move on the side, then there's no problem because it's a Dovah Shainim is Kavans. Chav Zayin. Ha'oilach bederech v'pogah b'nechil sh'nemolim. V'oifen sh'yepsha l'hamshich m'bli l'arug n'molim. A person who goes on the street, goes on the way, and he finds a swarm from ants. And it's impossible for him to go further without killing them. Talk like kif v'leilach b'derech acheret. He has to go a different way. He has to go back a different way. If it is not possible, then he says, look in the footnote. In the footnote, he tries to find some sort of a heter. Maybe according to the Mishnah Berurah, since it's secretion lenichale, you don't want it. It's also maybe mekalkel. He's getting rid of it. He's not being with a kavana chiyuvi. Then he's done also maybe it's klachayad. Maybe he's doing it in order shino. He wants to say maybe it's not shino. That's a normal way to kill ants with treading on them. A kol ponim. He's not 100% sure. He leaves it open. Not so sure if there is some way of getting out of it. If they have such a problem, one has to ask a rov. Se'if chav ches, risus agabe mazikim. A person wants to go and be marasset. He wants to spray on creatures. Also, l'rasis choyma kotel charakim agabe hacharakim. A person is not allowed to spray on creatures to kill them. Not only spraying on them, even if he sprays next to them. Mishum shahu isa natilas neshama. He is killing. V'af imeinu miskam l'arik zacharakim. Ach imeinu miskam l'arik zacharakim. Rak lav richam. Mota l'ras is choy mizeh v'avya cheda. Im ashe chalon odelet p'tuchim. V'atam mishum shahinu miskam l'arik v'gan in p'sik resha. He says like this. If a person doesn't want to kill them, he just wants to make sure they fly away, they go away. The way he does it is, he sprays in the room. In the way that any creature will come to the place, he'll run away. And he leaves the window open in a way that they can run out. If it's something which is flying, like a bee, that it'll go out of the room. It's got a way to get out of the room. And it won't be killed. Since it's not 100% sure that it's going to get killed, therefore it's not a psik resha, he's allowed to spray in a way that they'll go away, the creatures. And it's not psik resha, we allow you to do that. Ein lefaze ra'al b'shabas b'mokam b'y mitzvim charakim mishum shugoyim b'zel ari gosam. One's not allowed to put ra'al, anything which is poison. You're not allowed to put any poison in the place that's going to kill the creatures or any sort of animal in a way that will kill it. Because the same as we don't allow you to go and put on a metzuda, a trap, the same thing, we don't allow you to put on a ra'al. And in the footnote, he says he's not 100% sure, but that's what Reb Shlomo Zalman says. Perek Yudalad Seif Lamed. Arigat kinin, to kill lice. The Gemara b'poskim mavua shemuta l'aroi kinin b'shabas. Hayoiz ve'en lam chashiva shepalei chayim, kivin she'en lam porim v'robim. The Gemara and the poskim says that kill lice is allowed, because it doesn't, it is not a normal insect which is born by a male and a female. So in the Gemara says such an insect is allowed to be killed. Omnam legabe arikas kinim shebiyomeinu yesh hamoyim detubli monim ikach. Kinim shakinim shebiyomeinu yadua shehem poim barobin. The hefsha shehen elu oisim kinim shenizkoyim b'gemara. Haposkim say, a lot of poskim say, that since we see nowadays there is beitzei kinim, there is such a thing as an egg from a lice, so it seems that our kinim are, yes, come from a male and a female in some sort of a way. So it's not so straightforward that our kinim, our lice which you have today, is the same lice which the Gemara speaks about. So a lot of poskim wants to say it's not so straightforward that one can kill a lice nowadays. So lachatchila, we take on, one should not kill lice nowadays. If you've got a child who's got inside his hair lice, he says in the footnote, one can go and kill it. Why? Because, first of all, but the eved we can take on, the Ashram says, like the pastures from the aloha is, the kinim, lice from the Gemara, is the same lice as nowadays. Also, the killing is a melacha she'en tzricha l'gufa. You don't want the killed thing. It's called the melacha she'en tzricha l'gufa. It's only if it's rabbonon. And the makom tzar, for a tzar we allow. Now a kid who is a young kid is called a chole, is considered like a chole she'en bo yisakona. A chole she'en bo yisakona, we allow melacha she'en tzricha l'gufa. So, in other words, Rabbi Yasha says, in such a circumstance, we can take on the lenience and say that the kid is disturbing him so much, we're allowed to take out the lice from his hair. Afterwards, he says, using a comb, a lice comb is problematic. He'll speak about it later on. But a korban in taking out the lice without using a lice comb is allowed. In a case which disturbs the child. Lamed Aleph, Adam HaSovel Mitola'im, a person who has problems with Tola'im. Tola'im, and in some of the Tabas, the Mitzari says to Adam, Motel Al-Shem La'Shlichma, a person has worms in his stomach, and one sees it in his behind. Sometimes one can take it out. The Loch is allowed to take it out and throw it away. Why? Because here you've got another nukuda. First of all, it's compared to kinim, which we see the matzias is that it doesn't, it's like kinim l'chura, it doesn't grow, it's not born in a normal way, and it's l'chura, the same thing as the Gemara says, kinim is allowed, this should be the same thing. Even though we don't take on straightforward that you're allowed to kill such things, but in the case where you've got tzar, and also you've got Melachos and Tzricha L'Guf, we said before. But another few reasonings, it's only a Strabbanon. Then he says in the Melachos Tzah, one maybe not killing it with one of your dime, he just takes it away and it gets killed from itself. Because when you take it away from this place, it dies from itself. Therefore, it's not altogether so straightforward. You're killing it with your dime, maybe it's only called the Gerama. A Kopan Melachos L'Maisa, he says you're allowed to take it out from the behind, and if it dies, it dies.